The Department of Physics and Science Learning Centre at the University of Limerick, in partnership with the Institute of Physics in Ireland, launched the SOFIA project in 2018. And this project aims to encourage young people to form positive perceptions of physics and to help address the gender imbalance in physics. And I'm delighted to be joined on the line by a fifth class student from Coyle School, Circa O'Rourke. Good afternoon, Circa. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. Now, I'm just letting the listeners know I'm going to talk to you because you did a project involved with this, and it was about, a female scientist, and it was Marie Curie. Can you tell us a little bit about her and why did you do that project?
Well, I did her because she's such an inspiration, as back when girls didn't really pursue science and didn't go to college.
Did she become a professor, I think, after, or something, did she?
Yes, she did. She went to a college in Paris.
Right.
She married a professor there, and they both pursued science together. And after she won the Nobel Prize, she went on to teach there.
Okay, so and in the project, what kind of stuff did you just tell us a bit about the life of Marie Curie, or what she actually did? Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, I told them about her childhood,
right?
Her education, her hobbies, and kind of her Nobel Prizes and the work that she did in physics.
And of course, physics here, which is the big thing here, is the physics. And physics. For a lot of us, and I know when I was going to school, it was a very, very difficult subject. But it's something you actually enjoy, isn't it?
Yes, I love maths and I love science, and I love when we go on school tours, because a couple of years we go to we went to a place in Cork where they taught us about gravity and chemistry.
Right. And tell me, what do you love about physics and maths? Why is it so interesting to you?
Well, to me, to science, it's kind of mapping our knowledge about the world and the universe. And I just love maths because I just love calculating numbers and solving problems.
Right. So you like physics in looking at like black holes and the stars and sunlight and all that kind of stuff, would you?
Yeah, and I like neurobiology and theoretical science and experimental.
Right. That's amazing. And you're only in fifth class, and I mean you're how you can do all this is I think it's amazing, and absolutely amazing. So tell me, when you did the project, this was all done through lockdown, was it?
We did it in school just before we went into lockdown.
Okay.
We finished it and we had a few days, and then we went into lockdown and we didn't hear anything about it. And then a couple of days ago, I got an email from the teacher who helped me do it.
Okay. And what was that teacher's name?
That is Mrs. Holt.
Right, okay. And what does she tell you?
That I was a finalist.
Really? So you must have been absolutely thrilled with that, were you?
Yeah, it was early in the morning when we got it, and I heard my mum telling me to come in. And
right.
And it was exciting, I have to say.
And tell me, when you're a finalist, what does that mean to you and to your project? How are you feel delighted because of all your hard work, or that you're being recognised for all your hard work? And this is all, of course, you would have got the chance to go to the University of Limerick only for the lockdown, so this will be all done online, I presume, is it?
Yeah, it's all going to be done online. It's kind of just online.
Okay, and tell me, the way you're talking, I can hear it in your voice anyway. You're excited about physics, you're excited about maths and learning. So this to you is something you probably will pursue for the rest of your life, that you'll do when you're leaving cert and you'll go to college and all that, with something to do with this, will you?
Yes, I think I'll definitely pursue it as much as possible. When I go to secondary school, I'll definitely do chemistry and...
And tell me, the likes of Marie Curie, she must give you inspiration, because you're a young girl as well and you probably relate a lot to her story, that this physics and science and all that used to be all men and boys and everything used to be doing it, but now you see more the likes of yourself, young girls and more women getting involved in that kind of thing. Would you like to see that?
I would, because everyone has something to bring to the table, and I think just the opportunity to is kind of heartwarming.
Yeah, you must be delighted. I mean, that's absolutely fantastic for yourself and the family, and of course all the school must be very proud of you as well. So, there was a couple of teachers helped you, I think you said, wasn't there?
Yes, there was Mrs. Holt, who helped me research and kind of opened my eyes to it. And then we have an SNA called Sandra.
Yeah.
She used to work in a science lab.
Okay, so she was a big help.
Yes, she was.
And tell me, some of the research, how did you do that? Was it hard to find research, or was it easy for you going into computers and researching and finding all those things? Because most kids your age, they're on PlayStation and stuff.
Well, I kind of looked up some of the stuff, but then the SNA, Sandra kind of taught me some stuff about science and the elements.
Yeah. So... And when you know the results, when are the results coming out for the projects?
Before the 15th of March.
Yeah, so you're waiting with your fingers crossed until then, so are you?
Yeah.
But I'm sure, like as I said, everybody is very, very proud of you, that's for sure, because what you've done there for such a young lady is amazing. I mean, that's... You'd leave me for dead when it comes to maths. I can tell you that much now. And I'm a lot older than you. So well done. Sosha, or Circa, thank you very much for talking to us. It was really great talking to you. And I hope you do really well in that. And it'll be great. And if you win it, you must promise to come on to us again.
I will. I can say one more thing.
Yes?
Thank you to our principal, Joanna Kelly, for all the help and support she helped to my family and to me.
Okay. Circa, thank you very much. It was great talking to you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.